We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, so if you're a gig worker, if you're a person who uses Venmo or PayPal, understand the Democrat Party has just declared war on small businesses and really on you.
Yeah.
And there's a kind of sweet irony here.
They're all up in your business.
Yeah, because these hipsters who voted for the Democrats because they talk a good game of taking the fight to billionaires.
Right.
They're not really interested in that. Unless it's Elon Musk who's going to let people have free speech.
They're on the take from billionaires.
Yeah. Okay, so just give me some idea. Sam Bankman-Fried, who is still, to my shock, walking around free, he did not lose money. He stole it. He skimmed it right out of customers' account. That is exactly what Madoff did.
He was on a Ponzi scheme.
It's a Ponzi scheme. Exactly. It was a Ponzi scheme for the Democrat Party. We now know $70 million went to the Democrats to be spent in the midterms. They're refusing to give it back. Right? That guy. He in trouble with the IRS? No, he's not. He's doing panels with the New York Times. Very much celebrated. And he's asked by Maxine Waters if he'll come in and testify over Twitter. Maxine Waters, of course, the Democrat that runs the committee that's supposed to rein him in, you know, after he stole money. Yeah. Poor Tom Brady, man. He's going to have to play football till he's 50 at this rate.
Yeah, there's no retirement for Tom.
No, because the Democrat Party stole his money.
Yeah,
so
all those alimony payments and, you know.
I know. Well, I don't know. You know what? Do you know she had a greater net worth than him when they got married?
Well.
She was that successful. So, he may be getting some alimony payments.
She was a supermodel. He's the greatest of all time. So, I don't know. It's just, it sounds like a wash to me.
Yeah. Maybe they'll write each other checks. I don't know. So I hope the kids come out of it okay.
Yes, that's
especially
true.
Since the Democrat Party's just made them poor. But anyway, that's okay as long as it's in service of, you know, an election. So, you know, Sam Bankman-Fried, he literally says to the woman who's supposed to be overseeing him so he doesn't rip off people. She asks him, will you come in for, you know, we sit down with our committee? He says, no, I don't really feel like it. And she's like, okay. He says he's not coming in because he doesn't know where the $10 billion went, but he's going to go look for it. Kind of like OJ's going to go look for the real killer.
I guess it's somewhere down there in the Bahamas where he's
It's somewhere. And look, he's down there, you know, in the flip-flops, stepping on a pop-top, you know, sipping the pina colada. He'll find it, though.
Beginning to boil.
Yes. Plenty of shrimp.
Yeah.
The high-end kind. So he says he doesn't know where the $10 billion is and he really needs to look for it. So he's just not going to come talk to Congress, right? Now, Pentagon just admitted they don't actually know where, get this, late $2.2 trillion went, but they'll look for it too. Mm-hmm. IRS concerned about any of that. Government watchdogs concerned about any of that. The ombudsman, nobody's worried. But they are very worried about that $601.
Yeah.
That you didn't report to, because like if you've been, you know, cutting hair on the side to support yourself while you're your kid's mom or help your husband out, they're worried about. So Sam Bankman-Fried, man, he's gonna go find that $10 billion. I'm sure he will. But that $601, now that's a problem. Okay, a lot of you don't understand. So I was actually talking about this with my hairdresser, because I pay her through Venmo. She's very concerned about the Democrats taxing her more. And her jaw just hung open. She asked me, "Well, did they raise my taxes?" I said, "Yes, they did. They raised your taxes." And she just couldn't believe they would come after someone like her. And I'm like, "Yeah, I know. It's literally shocking." While they're letting billionaires skate, but this is what Democrats do. That's not what they say, but it's what they do.
Yep.
So let me explain this, because this is shocking. Once you understand details, it's literally shocking. It could affect my husband and I. If you use PayPal or Venmo, they are now spying for the government, okay? So whatever account you're transferring on, if it goes over $600, you're going to get an IRS form. This is going to shock people in the gig economy who voted for Biden.
Suddenly now everything is $599.
Yes, exactly. And that's cumulative, right?
Oh, okay. Well, then it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, so like I pay her for haircuts. I don't get a $600 haircut.
No.
But
you might get $1,060 haircut.
Right, exactly. Thank you. But, you know, yeah, over the year, everybody who pays her, that's going to be cumulative, right? So she's going to get one of those forms. People who get paid by that are going to use form. But here's the problem. When you're selling a couch, or what a lot of people do on sports teams, we'll go buy, you know, several times a year, $300-$400 worth of food for the team.
Right.
They pay us back via Venmo.
Oh.
Well, guess what? We're getting a form. It looks like we have income. Now, so what the Democrat Party did in the Inflation Resumption Act was they deputized PayPal and Venmo to come after you to give you these forms, right? Well, suppose, okay, some of the sports teams were on. We go buy the food. They reimburse us. We're over $600, but it was a profit. I mean, it was just money back for the food, right? If PayPal and Venmo make a mistake, which they will, or you make a mistake in how you structure it, you'll get an IRS form. Well, the IRS has already put the guidance out. This starts in January. What happens if, no, that was an income. I was just buying food for the sports team, and my parents were reimbursing me. Well, that's not the IRS problem. If you don't pay taxes on that, they're coming for you. You have to go to the issuer of the 1099-K form. It's called 1099-K. It's new, right? You have to go to the issuer and get them to issue a new one.
They're going to run out of letters eventually, you know.
Well, listen. Who's the issuer? PayPal and Venmo. Oh, good freaking luck. Good luck explaining to them, you need to revoke my IRS form. I'm sorry, that was payback for the team. That was a couch I sold. I was broke because of Bidenflation, so to afford Christmas, I sold my entire living room set. I know it looks like $1,200, but it wasn't profit. I just had to sell it. Good luck.
So, I mean, this is like triple taxation. With, your income is taxed to begin with. If you buy something, you're paying a sales tax on it. Like your food example for the sports team. If you bought prepared food, you're paying sales tax on that. So then the IRS wants to tax you again when you get reimbursed. That's triple taxation.
Yeah, well,
on
no.
On the same amount of money.
But it's how they're paying for the 87,000-strong IRS army, who will now be coming after you for those haircuts you did in your kitchen on the side to help your husband pay the bills for Bidenflation, since you used to be able to be a stay-at-home mom, but now you can't afford to be. Like that. That's who they're coming from. This is an absolute beatdown of small business and the gig economy. And, you know, a lot of these hipsters who do the gig economy thing, I mean, I'm just laughing. I'm like, good. Hope it hurts. Hope it hurts. Good luck. Good luck. This is what you voted for. These are who you voted. I mean, it's not really their fault, though, because, you know, as we now know, the media is so censored by our intel agencies and other people that they didn't actually get to know who the Democrats were, since people like me were silenced. But you know what? I mean, this is New York Post, and they're nailing this morning. The federal government can lose trillions of dollars. The government watchdogs, who you also pay on the government payroll to watch that, do nothing. As a recent Pentagon audit noted, trillions are missing. Nobody knows where it went. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody even loses their job. Sam Bankman-Fried can lose billions and so far be treated as a darling by the members of Congress he gave the money to.
Try embezzling money from your employer and see how long you stay out of
jail. Yeah, you're going to be in prison. But, you know, you do those haircuts on the side, $700 worth. You better watch the heck out, because they are coming for you. Well, the good news is that there's some bipartisan agreement that this was a disaster. So they hopefully will be able to get enough Democrat and Republican votes. There's actually Democrat sponsors to repeal this. Why they voted for it in the first place, I can't tell you. I think the only thing they regret is that people are figuring it out. They're going to go nuts when they figure this out. And the New York Post is correctly saying, listen, there's people who would be working in the gig economy who will throw their hands up and go, I give up. And they also said, look, the price of everything is going to go up, because when they realize there's this taxation now on this stuff that they used to, you know, do that side gig you made $1,400 last year, people are going to stop doing it, or the price of whatever they were doing is going to go up. So this is Democrats, again, trying to raise prices of everything. Now, it used to be a $20,000 threshold, Lee. So if you made 20 G's, then you had to report. Now they've lowered the threshold to 600. So again, this is even going to catch people like me and my husband who go buy food for the sports team and just get reimbursed. We're not making a profit on that. You know, this is going to catch people who sell their couches because, again, the system's supposed to exempt that, but it's really hard to tell. And then it's you fighting the IRS, and, you know, you're going to have to spend thousands. You're either going to pay it, give up and pay it, even though you don't owe it, or you're going to spend thousands of dollars to hire a tax attorney. Well, that's going to be more than what you owe, and the government's counting on that. Mm-hmm. So this is the way they shake down that woman who sold a couch and got paid less than she paid for it. She owes no taxes, but she's going to end up paying taxes just to get the IRS off her back. I give up. I'll just pay the $120 tax that I don't owe on the sale of my furniture, because otherwise I'm going to have to spend a few thousand on the tax attorney to fight the IRS. So this is literally taxation where there is no taxation. It's absolutely brutal. So it starts in January. It's not right now. So any kind of Venmo transactions that you have to do, and I got a PayPal transaction, I recommend doing them before January 1st when Biden is going to shake you down for money you owe and also money you don't owe the IRS Army.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.